I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The options for having a doctor's visit without physically visiting a doctor have been expanding for years in Alaska. Now, the pandemic has shifted the expansion into overdrive. Over the last month, a federal emergency order, a new state law, and a state health insurance policy change have relaxed a lot of technical and financial barriers to use telehealth for tens of thousands of Alaskans. For many, telehealth will be free for a much wider range of services during the pandemic emergency. Laura Jim goes to Search, a tribal healthcare provider for Southeast Alaska, for her healthcare. She recently recovered from having COVID-19. Aside from getting swabbed for testing, her primary care was all virtual.
It was, it's a little different.
She says it was similar to a Zoom meeting.
They sent me an email with a link, and I click on the link and download the program. Super easy.
She took her own temperature and pulse for a nurse.
And then she brought me, just like a doctor's, you know, brought me into a room.
What?
So I was like in a room through the video. And then the doctor would walk into the room at the laptop that was sitting there with my face on it. And then I met with the doctor.
That's one form of telemedicine. Doctor's visits can be done without good internet, over phone calls or email, too. Before the pandemic, there were technical security requirements that limited how parties could connect. For example, you might have had to leave home and go to a special office with a secure internet connection. Last month, President Donald Trump relaxed some of those technical requirements for Medicare patients.
Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost, including with commonly used services like FaceTime and Skype, a historic breakthrough. And by doing this, the patient is not seeing the doctor per se, but they're seeing the doctor, so there's no getting close.
Which is good, because you can't spread diseases over video. In Alaska, nearly 100,000 people are covered by Medicare. Destiny Sargent is a clinical psychologist with a private practice in Juneau. She was licensed for telemedicine pre-pandemic. Sometimes she'd work with veterans who live out of town. Now,
because of COVID, I took all my people that I was seeing in Juneau and converted everybody now to telemedicine, and it seems to be working pretty well for most. Sometimes the thought is a little scary for people, but as you can see,
we were talking over webcams.
We can still read body language, and it takes about 10 minutes, and we would almost forget. You can actually make a connection with people and still actually do really good therapy. So it seems to be working better than my wildest of expectations.
Sargent says she prefers seeing people in person, but video conferencing is the next best thing.
So, you know, I was one of those diehard people 10 years ago when it wasn't a common thing. I thought I probably had as much resistance as almost anybody else.
She says it wasn't as satisfying at first, but she got over it. It also gave her some new ways to make therapeutic connections, like having a patient include their pet or discussing a piece of art spotted in their home.
I find that it really works, and I'll probably be at it for a very long time.
A lot of telehealth freebies are tied to official emergency or disaster declarations. Once they've ended, free telehealth will too. One lasting change is a new requirement for insurance plans in Alaska sold on the individual healthcare exchange. A new state law took effect March 17th, requiring those plans cover telehealth services. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.